But welcome, Seven. It's a real pleasure for me, for Elixir, and for the people who is Elixir fans to have you here, especially because this information you have been writing about, and it's a big accomplishment. You just did finish a book. But let's start with, for you, what is a human being?
Well, first, I want to say thank you for having me on the show.
A pleasure.
And I want to thank Costa Rica also for having me here. It's such a beautiful, enchanted place.
Yes, it
and
is.
The people are beautiful indeed.
Thank you.
So I definitely want to say that. So what is my idea of a human being?
Yes, what is your, like, what a human being should be, let's say?
My ideas of a human being, I would only ask that the listeners open the minds to the message that I bring forth, because I have ideas, and then there's other things that I just have proven as facts.
Mm-hmm.
I like to distinguish between the two, because when a person has an idea or a theory, there's always some level of having to prove that. But there are certain things that have already been proven, like the capability of the human body and how powerful a person can become. So my idea of a human being is one that's completely what I call activated, which is there's several abilities within the chakra systems that can be turned on. And when a person has done this, there's no limit to the potential of what they can do. It's what we just term as superhuman.
Okay. In your book, you give some kind of recipes to build a light body vehicle, right? So let's leave now the fans, Elixir fans, with one advice you can give them to start transforming this vehicle that you could a light vehicle to transform it into each time better.
Well, the first book was really about, because how I approached it was that there was a certain level of what I call misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
That has been placed within a person's mind throughout, you know, childhood and adulthood. And the first thing is a person has to lay a firm foundation of what they know to be the truth. And then after that, things like turning on chakra systems, powering up the body completely could be possible. Personally, it's only a person's mind that holds them back from being able to do these things. And so the first book was about answering all the whys or that people have. On why things are this way, and what about this individual, or what about this organization. It did what I think to be a very good job of explaining to people the whole makeup of what I just call the inner.
So, Seven, one tip you can give our listeners right now so they can start doing right now a change in their body.
What I would say is to crystals. There are certain things that have always been here in the world, crystals, trees, water, that have always been in the existence of man and woman. And I believe that a person's interactions with crystals, sleeping with crystals, placing crystals on the chakra mm-hmm. centers, allow the chakras to be cleaned out. And this also handles a lot of emotional and mental situations that a person may be facing. So that would be first and foremost.
So when we come back, we will discuss more about crystals and which crystals you recommend and how can we use them. So welcome, Seven. We're back on the show. And you were saying before last segment about the use of crystals. And I would like to go a little bit deeper on these crystals. Like, what kind of crystals, or which are for you apart, I bet, from a quartz crystal, which is one of the most powerful crystals there is. Which other crystals you recommend and how would you recommend to use them?
Well, in the history of man, especially within the Atlantean empires and empires before then, they were fascinated with crystals, even getting to the point where they were able to manufacture crystals because the level of power and energy within the crystal. Then there's a classification. You have also meteors and that are not tend to be thought of when you mention crystals. And, of course, you have other famous items like the breastplate of Moses or Aaron that had 12 crystals on it also. Mm-hmm. So basically our affiliation with crystals is very close. One could imagine if a crystal or a meteor comes from space, that's a foreign element to what's here on Earth. So interaction with that could bring information from the stars. And this has in fact happened. So what I would encourage a person to do is there's generally a chakra color scheme that most people can find downloadable on the internet. And also on the site. However, what I've noticed is that different people are calibrated. Someone may have a violet root chakra versus the common red root chakra. Mm. This is just a product of, I guess we can call evolution. Some people have different colors. So the person is just encouraged, because crystals won't really hurt them, to experiment with different places on their body that they place it. And always sleeping with them is a lot easier for the individual, because they don't want to actually take out the time to mm-hmm. to engage in this because of the busy lifestyle.
Yes.
And so a person can just simply put them in the bed and see what happens. And most of the interaction that takes place through the sleep.
Okay. Now you also talk about nutrition, and you give special importance to nutrition in your book and in what I heard you saying before. So, but not just being vegetarian, it's going further, like alkaline your body, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, one should, what I always say is, when eating something, you should just imagine what it looks like in your stomach and imagine what your body can do with it, because, of course, everything is going to mix together. Some of the main things that we learned is some foods should be split apart when eaten, or there should be a time lapse in between when you eat certain things. Like if you're drinking juice and then eating, let's say, vegetables or meat, these are two separate things. So a lot of times what that does in the stomach is cause a problem with the balance of the of pH and different things like this. However, there are certain remedies to things. One of those is baking soda. I think, honestly, baking soda is more of a miracle for the different things it can do. Not only can it freshen things, but you can also brush your teeth with it. To avoid fluoride in toothpaste, and you can also drink it in the morning. A tablespoon of fluoride actually alkalizes the body. This allows the body to fire off, because see, everything is really
a tablespoon of baking soda.
Yes. I believe the brand here is Anella. But yes, these are good things to do in order to get the energy levels up of the body, because the body needs to be more of alkaline base rather than oil or acid base.
Mm-hmm.
You can just imagine this as like a real battery, where the battery that is more alkaline is going to be able to keep a charge longer.
Okay. So what do you do when you have a crystal balanced and a nurture balanced body? And this is what we're going to talk when we come back. Welcome back, Seven. Thank you for being here in Elixir. It's a real pleasure for us to be able to, you know, to share this idea of you, especially because you're giving away a book. And this is now something really interesting, a writer that just give away for free a book. And this program, every Monday, what we try to do is to higher the frequency of the people for the rest of the week. And I think this is kind of what you would like to do with your book, right? Or what is your book about? I already told them your address and that they can download the book for free. But what is it about?
Well, first I would like to say that Costa Rica is a very unique place. It's actually the central location. And when a person is really going to do great things in the world, a lot of people begin here or pass through here at some point, because it is more of the center of the vortex. So I would definitely like to encourage a lot of the Costa Rican people to take advantage of the energy of certain places here. What the book is really about is it explains from various levels, including the language, how there is somewhat of a code set within the mind. The book is titled The Code to the Matrix, a code that's set within the world, that if one knows this code, then they could avoid what I can just term as the negative part of the world, what mm-hmm. actually pulls energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, of course, done on multiple levels.
What do you think could be one of the reasons why the people right now, especially, we're going into, you know, a transformational cycle in mm-hmm. humanity, and most of the people now feel fear, discomfort, depression, lack of health. You know, it's like a overall sense, let's say, or like feeling. It's like a communitary feeling of mm-hmm. people feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we do to understand what's going on, and how can we shift to being more vibrant and more, let's say, happier persons?
Well, in my work, what I've studied is it's a person's own responsibility to a certain level to build or find energy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that whole thing, information is one of the things that we do have for free. One can find information, you know, the internet and libraries. So thus, there's really little excuse, if one wants excuse, to of why they didn't take advantage of the time that's coming through now, because there's a lot of information portals, YouTube, etc. So the first thing that I would recommend for a person is to educate themselves. And then from that point, a lot of my work just gets directly to the point, because I understand that there's a lot of books, almost majority of them, that are written and don't really get to the point of things or explain to a person what they can apply to work right now. And that's why I introduce things like the crystals and the baking soda. From the level of the book, what is being brought forth is just the restructuring of the mind. I believe that's very important first.
So you say you can convert your body into a light vehicle, and then for you to be in a higher state of awareness, let's say. But sometimes it's really difficult to follow the signs when you're in a world, as you call maybe the matrix. You're in a world that you have to go, you know, to work and be pressure and stress coming in for free every 5 minutes. And how do you do to shift and to try to become a higher vibrational being without being, let's say, sabotaged by that normal world?
First, I would encourage people to get around people that are thinking on the same plane. Generally,
that's very important. Yes.
Yeah, that does the greatest job. That's why I've opened up the site. It's actually a portal where people can interface with me and speak with me, or speak with other people on the site that are also knowledgeable about, you know, what's going on right now and its practical application, like mm-hmm. what's going on in the world. That'd be the first thing, is to get around people that are similar to you. And then from there, what I strongly suggest is that a person start being more truthful with themselves. I think most of the information comes from within and comes from seeing things within their sleep. But now is a time we couldn't obviously do the same thing forever. So I believe that when men and women passed through the age of aether, they discovered the light body. They discovered that within us was this human body was actually a vehicle, and there was another essence within inside of us that one can travel with. And they give this term astral travel. This is the area that we're supposed to be manipulating while we're asleep. And what's happening is, because of the structure of the mind, because of the chemicals, etc., a person is being excluded from that world. And that's the world that they would actually be creating things to manifest things here in this dimension.
You were actually speaking before about fluorite and why it was good to drink baking soda in the morning. Your recipe was one tablespoon of baking soda in a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you drink this every morning, and to cleanse the glands, but especially from fluoride. And as you were saying, sometimes society give us things, and we don't even know what they are for.
Yes, I definitely, I want to clarify, not every morning. A person should probably engage in maybe 2 or 3 mornings of this until there will be a certain reaction in the body, and they can feel that reaction. That means their alkaline level is at the highest it can get with the use of baking soda.
What do you feel? What do you feel when your body is
alkaline? Generally, the body will flush, like, which is always good. If there's a level of, you don't want to give it the term diarrhea, because diarrhea is actually a different thing. But yeah. When the body is flushing very fast, this is the sign that that the baking soda has freshened things as much as it can.
Okay. So what it does is that it helps us clean the glands. And with these glands, also fluorite, which is I already spoke about fluorite here in the program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not an attack or anything against a tooth, dental.
Of course not, no.
Toothpaste, you know. But what can you tell us about the fluorite, where it goes?
Well, first, I don't introduce a problem without introducing a solution. Uh-huh. That's why I did bring up the baking soda. I'll also bring up now Gutacola. These are certain herbs that repair the damage that fluoride has done. At this point, there's already dentists that have a lot more accolades than I do, or a lot more doctorate degrees than I do, mm-hmm. that have already proven that the chemical itself calcifies the pineal gland. In my work, we feel personally like the pineal gland needs to be concentrated on, and that is the actual gland that activates the rest of the light body vehicle, a very important part of the light body vehicle, because it has to do with sight.
Mm-hmm.
sight is, to me, one of the key things to allow a person to understand what's going on. There's always going to be a certain level of explanation, but the person's going to actually need to see it. And sometimes encounters from, you know, I would just say the other realm, gives a person another perspective on things. And it really does. You know, there's the faith without seeing anything, and then there's the faith that's accompanied when you actually see something, which is a lot more stronger.
Seven, welcome back to the show. Thank you. I'm telling the people they can download for free your book. It's a big accomplishment to write a book and then give it for free to the world. Why are you doing this?
Well, I like to speak the term of we. I've received a lot of help, some unseen. And when the book probably got about 25% of being complete, I was given the notification that it should be for free. Really, that's more of a time. It's more of a time situation going on here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I was to sell the first book, it would exclude the people who, one, couldn't pay for it. And I always have a model: how can you charge people for freedom? You know, it's what they call an oxymoron. So the first thing was to get the book complete and to get it uploaded for free. The book received 5,000 downloads within, I believe it was 2 weeks. There was there was definitely a lot of response. Of course, it was free, so you know that always would determine how many downloads you get in the beginning anyway. Mm-hmm. But I believe that it was more of a, it's a noble task. I think if we take up more noble tasks, we'll find that abundance lies within the hand of many people that are around, and they're just looking for ways to bring forth their abundance and turn it into positivity.
Nice. So why don't we do a meditation, like something really quick you can teach our people that is listening, the people that is listening, like for abundance. I'll do it as well.
Okay. I actually just wrote about this on my blog. It's normally not, I tend to not get into money conversations much, but I did have to write something about abundance because, of course, some of the members on the site were wanted to know about it, and it just so happened that a situation occurred right then that gave us what I call a new recipe to abundance. And I guess I'll just for the first time bring it here. I was told by a very wise woman that when your body emits its scent, if it's sour or very repugnant, or the word, you know, something just putrid, or I'm looking for a word to explain, but just when your body is emitting just a regular scent, it's not sweet enough to attract what we call abundance. Abundance is something that is a pleasure, and once you have abundance, it brings lightness and happiness. So in order to change this chemistry of the body, one...
That's very interesting. I've never heard about abundance coming from the body.
Yeah, I mean, everything starts somewhere, and there is a pheromone, lots of pheromones, smells that emit from the body, and they attract things. And this is more easier to understand: as a woman that's wearing good perfume will attract a man, versus a woman who's, you know, maybe just been working in the toilet or something.
Yeah.
But it's easier to look at it this way. So the body, what can be done with the body is first, there's a cleaning of the body that has to be done. This is good to do with sea salt, from the crown of the head all the way to the sole of the feet, and even the small of the back, which is very important, because what we say is a lot of negative energies hide in the small of the back because it's hard to reach, it's hard to clean. So it's good to scrub this place down.
What is the small of the back?
The small of the back is the area that's very difficult for you to reach because you have to wash the back on your own.
Okay,
so when you reach back there, there's an area that you really have to struggle to get to, or you can just have someone else wash it down with salt, sea salt. And so this pretty much cleanses the body. And then from that point, you lay on a coat of miel or honey.
That's nice.
And all this, of course, is going on in the shower, and it's hot. So this is also very therapeutic, but a person has to realize that honey is also an antibiotic, a topical antibiotic. Nothing can really live in honey, even though it's very sweet to us. It actually has a lot of medicinal properties. But, of course, anyone that's using these methods is not explaining it to this level. They're just saying, go ahead and do it, and it'll bring you abundance. So honey, and then once the honey is spread good, then cinnamon, canela. And this it should be allowed to stay on the skin for, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then just go ahead and rinse it off, and you'll notice you'll be a lot more sweeter. And from that point, what I experienced was the abundance immediately started coming in from the earth first. Mm-hmm. I would always like a person to understand when they ask for abundance, it comes in signs first, because when we immediately think that having a lot of money is abundance, that kind of spoils it for money. It spoils it for abundance. It's almost like you limited what abundance really is to a piece of paper.
Yes.
Abundance is having healthy children. Abundance is having a healthy life, you know, and this is what creates having the rest of the things that a person would think abundance has to do with. So it's first to look at the pure things.
Wow, very beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Seven, for being with us. We're almost finishing the show, but before we finish, I would really like to go a little bit deeper into one of the chapters of your book, or mainly what you say in your book, what I have read. It's about the words, and that's the name of your website as well, The Words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's been really interesting, everything you have shown me until now, but I would like to share it with the people who is listening right now.
Okay. I would first like to say, you know, I'm 30 years old, and so I would still like to consider myself a part of the young crowd. What I will say is what we're to face in the future, I would like to send a challenge out to the younger people to get involved in this, to figure out what your gift is, what your special power is. And I would also like to challenge our elders to assist in bringing about this transformation with our younger generation. There's definitely a call going out for assistance in this area. What the book reveals is that basically language is more like the Microsoft Windows or the Unix for the brain. It's your mm-hmm. program. And so when you think in a certain language, the language itself, or the code as we call it, is in your brain. And what was discovered when taking apart the language was that there, you know, were words that in essence were backwards, as the word indicates, backwards. The words were actually in reverse. The Latin language went in one direction, while holy languages went into another direction as far as the direction when you're writing them.
Like Sanskrit. Sanskrit, you read it from, or Hebrew, you read it from right to left.
Mm-hmm.
And Spanish and English, we read it from left to right.
Right. Well, even Spanish is still on one certain direction, but English is really the greatest example of a backwards language, you know. Mm-hmm. And now what this does also is it switches the polarity of the body. It turns the brain. The brain is more like a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's moving in one direction, it does one thing, or retrograde. And then when it moves in one direction, it does another. And this is what, at this point, what the book proves is this has caused somewhat of a regression in intelligence, for better lack of words, a lessening of just smart common thinking, because all the adepts know at this point that there is a common language that spoke within everything, and that language is shape, color, sound, and numbers. Between these four, if a person is raised only learning these things, then they would be what we would call a genius, or even over that term. But again, as far as what the book reveals, is it reveals what the core of a word really means, and why it means that. One of the examples is the word oration. The word oration, because this doesn't just work in English, it also works in all languages. This is mm-hmm. what they call abjad, or in the Arabic, or Kabbalah in the Hebrew, and various terms of Kabbalah in different languages. And so when one knows how to read the letters as numbers, because some may say, okay, well, if you're a master at languages, why don't you speak Spanish? And, you know, yeah. I speak a little Spanish, más o menos. But what I do say sometimes is I'm not too enthusiastic to learn any more languages at this point when I see what they really do to the brain. Now, I'm interested in learning numbers. I'm interested in learning shapes, sacred geometry, things like this. You can speak shapes to me, and I can understand that language better than I can understand a foreign language. Mm-hmm. I see sound as a vibration. So when you emit a vibration, it makes a particular shape. There's videos that I have on the site and things like that to show that. Those shapes determine more or less what you're going to do next. This is a higher level of thinking to understand. It's more of what we call the intelligent design. The term I just give is the Most High. which I still believe is very separate from the gods. This is just a term given to what designed the universe is, not being masculine, not being feminine, because of course that would present some problems if the god was a male or the Most High was a male or female.
That would be really interesting to discover this, but let's leave it to the imagination of the people. What sex does the Most High has? But also words, you were telling me before, just a minute ago, about the difference between saying certain words, for example, prayer and oration, or for example, fortunate instead of blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I've learned within the language is when you go into any of the deeper systems of learning, what they'll generally tell you if you're studying with a master is to not speak much. And this is because the words have double meanings. The word fortune was named after the goddess Fortuna. Studying who Fortuna was, you know, where it came from, etc., I believe is a person's obligation if they're going to use that word. Blessing, which is the English word, it contains the word blessing in it. And I can't imagine anything that have to do with abundance having the word blessing in it. And so This is what it reveals in the book on various levels, that like the word oration has the word Orion in it. So what is the connection between the prayers and Orion? Or the word prayer means to be hunted. And these are still the English definitions of the word and the Latin definitions of the word. So how, when one is saying one thing, like good morning, mourning is still to be sad. So how is one saying good sadness? This is the type of thing that has to be investigated, I feel like, for a person to really start realizing what's going on here and what they can rise above.
Wow, very, very interesting. Seven, thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. It's been a real pleasure to have you here, and that people know about that they can download a better quality of life to transform their body into a body to a light body vehicle, and especially that they can do it for free in your website. So
yes.
Thank you very much, really. I appreciate your time and your disposition to come and talk to us. I know you're in Costa Rica, not by chance, but because you needed to be here. And if there's anything that you would like to finish this program to tell the people, this is normally a program that would like to raise or higher somehow the energy of the people for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is almost finishing the program, so I would like you to maybe share with the people special info.
What I would like to say that special is a long time ago, I used to sit and worry somewhat if someone was doing something about the condition of the world and if it could change. And until I became that person, you know, there was always a level of worry. But for those that may be in different places and that don't have the ability to do things that they know it should be done for the world, I would just like to put them at ease somewhat that I believe that we really have a chance here at with people's power to bring more light into the world and to release a lot of the pressure that's associated with the economic system and the educational system. And these are the things that have to be done now, and that's what really the world is doing. The Earth itself and a lot of the planetary systems and universes are, if the consciousness level is held down anywhere, it somewhat clogs a pipe within the whole universe. So everyone has to get to another level. And I would just like to say that level is coming within the next, I'd love to be candid with the time, but a year, I would say within a year, the world will be completely different than what we're seeing it as now. And on a positive level, those who put attention into, even the slightest attention into accelerating themselves or ascending themselves, they'll immediately receive signs in return. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like I said, unseen help, and that's all it really takes is a person just to open their mind to it.
Pues bueno, el consejo de él para estar mejor es simplemente abrir su mente y estar atento a las señales, no desperdiciar ninguna oportunidad en las señales que nos manda la vida en cada momento, como puede ser estar escuchando este programa, puede ser obviamente una señal. Más información del libro que pueden bajar el libro de Seven, nuestro invitado especial de hoy, gratuitamente en su página web. Ahí tiene también un montón de videos explicando, información y música explicando más o menos qué es lo que es su propuesta, ¿verdad?, para la vida. Y pueden hacerlo a www.thewords.ninc.com. Y si no, también me pueden escribir a mí, a reportar energía a info@fengshuicostarica.com. Y ahí con mucho gusto yo los refiero a la página. Thank you, Seven, very much for your time and your disposition. I really appreciate, and I'm sure people in the other side of the radio also, it's appreciating your time. And you're welcome back anytime you like.
Thank you. Pura vida.
Pura vida. Om Shanti, Namaste, esto fue Elixir. Thank you.